For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas. Advocates for incarcerated Montanans gathered at the Capitol Monday to speak against how the correctional system fills out census forms on behalf of inmates. Last month, activists found the Department of Corrections had not included tribal affiliation when filling out census forms for incarcerated Native Americans. They say an inaccurate census count will result in insufficient funding for tribal services, such as healthcare and schools, during the next decade. Micah Braidedhair, a Northern Cheyenne tribal member, is one of several former inmates and family members of incarcerated people who testified at a recent Law and Justice Interim Committee meeting. He was released 60 days ago.
I've never, in the 15 years that I've done, been given a census form ever to be counted. DOC's done it for me.
DOC Director Reginald Michael said the department uses booking data on census forms, which he says is sometimes incomplete. He said DOC followed up with 60 inmates who hadn't disclosed tribal affiliation.
The census allowed us to resubmit and clean up that data, and we've done that. So we've tried to do as much as we can to correct that problem, and hopefully that will be sufficient.
In an email, Michael told YPR that the DOC had asked the U.S. Census Bureau if they could provide paper forms to incarcerated Native Americans, but his department was told to provide tribal affiliation information electronically. Activists found this response problematic.
The 2020 census has critical repercussions for tribal nations.
Following the meeting, Lori Little Dog led a protest in front of the DOC.
You have no right to withhold census forms.
Little Dog is a Native American rights activist with Jicarilla, Apache, and Ute heritage. She says many Native Americans are reluctant to disclose their indigenous identity for fear of racist backlash. She says inmates contacted to update their forms likely did not include all Native Americans incarcerated in Montana.
What needs to happen is everybody, not just Natives, every incarcerated person across the state of Montana and across the country needs to be given a form so that they can self-identify what they are, who they are, if they have tribal lineage. It needs to be a uniform process, and in Montana, it has not happened yet.
Over 40% of Montana remains to be counted. Funding for 250 more census counters was recently approved. The final date to be counted is currently September 30th. A bipartisan Senate bill to push back the deadline until at least October 31st was proposed Tuesday. In Helena, for YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.